Keen of the show up. Just want to mention to begin, we're going to switch what we've been doing a little bit in the past. We're going to say this year, what we've printed out is the keynote of the Bava Rebbe, which is a little bit shorter and more concise. So when we finish, I'm going to say the first one. Special in the art school, if you don't have a printout, let's say the second one. Talk about every year that one of the Nechamos that we have on Tisha B'Av is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger and Yachol on Eitz HaMalbonim, but he destroyed the Mikdash, but he did destroy us. That the Yerushalayim was destroyed, the structures were destroyed, we were sent out to Galus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us, left the Sheiris, and that continued. Yet, 80 years ago, Hashem didn't hold back, saying you're come upon us. There were eight of them that were also destroyed, but almost paradoxically, they were the Nazis, and Akshamon kept back to them. It wasn't the entire, there are plenty of Bate Midrash, and they're still around, plenty of Bate Knesos, they're still around. What was left, what was destroyed, was us. And it's very hard to understand, and it's very hard for us to comprehend how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do such a thing, to allow such a thing to happen, and what we and how what we the point that we got to was such a terrible place. Many of the things I'm going to say came from a huntress that Shlomo Weiss gave to me. Shlomo Weiss would also be given a Shabbat for putting together the program today, which made a simple job was nothing but simple. The result that Shlomo can be able to get, put together a program next year on our advice. The song arriving in Siva Shalom as a huntress, Aruga Alaya, and one of the essays that he has in this huntress asks this question. If you think about the entire story of what happened between basically 1920 and 1945, this little man who was really a nothing, was sitting in jail, how could be that in such a short period of time, the Yimach Shemo that he came to power, that not only came to power in what was the greatest country in supposedly the greatest continent of the world at the time, Europe, that in such a short period of time, he took over this nation that was gentrified, that was the elite, that was the educated, that was the liberal, that was the aristocracy, that supposedly had a love of people and culture, how that terrorists could then take over all of Europe in such a short period of time. Europe basically laid down for him within a year or two. How he could devise a plan for world domination that really only focused on one thing, destruction of Klal Yisrael. Something that never, never, ever in the history of Klal Yisrael, with one exception, had ever been pondered. Hanukkah was the destruction that was against Ruchnius. Purim, we know, was the one time in our history where Hitler and Machinwell's ancestor tried to destroy us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it. All the other times, the Crusades was against our religion, the Spanish Inquisition. Many thousands and hundreds, tens of thousands of Yidden were destroyed in all of these different attacks against us, Tachbatat, but it wasn't, Tachbatat was against us, but it wasn't necessarily against destroying Klal Yisrael, Lashmid, Laharog, Laveid. This was the first time it was planned and carried out. How is it possible that a world could be silent when the amount of cruelty, the axarius of these animals coming in? I mean, just think of it, the picture in your mind. Everyone here is either a parent or a child. So think of a picture in your mind of hiding in the fields, hiding in someone's attic, hiding in a windowsill, and can't make the slightest noise, they could be caught. And there's a child, there's a baby, 6 months, a year, who doesn't understand. And the mother's holding the baby tight, the baby's still crying, and she has to hold it tighter because if they get caught, the whole family's going to be outed and the whole family's going to be killed. And she holds it tighter and tighter until it stops crying. Whatever. Think of, and if you're going to bring mushroom, it's very hard for us to connect to Tisha B'Av in some ways. Very hard for us to connect to the Mikdash because we never knew the Mikdash. We never had the Mikdash. So one of the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shomer Shechina upon us the Shabbos. So think for a second in your mind of your family Shabbos day on a Friday night. You're sitting there, your children are there. It's maybe one of the few times, think about one of the few times your children are not fighting. They're actually sitting at the table singing with you. And all of a sudden, there's no knock on the door. The door crashes open. And a whole cadre of thugs comes in and just wipes out everything on your table, grabs your children, grabs mothers, grandmothers, sisters, takes them away, never sees them again. Your Shabbos, which is the one thing you cling to, is gone. Shabbos will never be the same again. The atrocities that they performed against us were unspeakable, and yet the world was completely silent. Even the great, great hope, the great, great country of America, as I've so eloquently described before, that great, great president who was supposed to be the savior of the world, couldn't lift a finger, didn't want to lift a finger. How could it possibly be that all these things could happen in such a short period of time and no one does anything? And the answer can only possibly be that this obviously was all brought up that comes from. There's the confluence of different things that happened. It could only be something that a Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged, some xera that was goes there against us for whatever reasons. We don't have any divine to tell us why. As it says in Eila Ezkara, that we read on the version we read on Yom Kippur, when, as well quoted before, when Malachim asked a Kodesh Baruch Hu why these things are happening, Hashem said, basically, shtok, be quiet. This is Zeru Mufanai. This is what goes there. Before the world was created, we don't have the right to ask. We don't really have the ability to understand the answers anyway, and hopefully one day maybe we will. The Salon Rebbe actually quoted the cousin Sarebbe, I think, believe that, quoted from different Sukkim. It's possible maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there that during Purim time we were supposed to be destroyed and we were saved by the Tzom and we were saved by everything we did. So we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there something, it doesn't go away. And maybe this was somewhat of the key of that zero. We don't know. It doesn't make a difference. The Nechama, I think, though, is that this was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the understanding of that and the knowledge of that is what keeps us going. And so keep us going through every single tragedy that we've endured. So keep us going, as Rav Naftali said earlier, through the tragedies of the last 18 months, through all the pain and the suffering that we need to understand. And it's something that's the bottom line of Tisha B'Av, is that through all the sorrow that we have and through all the pain that we have, and there's a lot, and it keeps on coming, and sometimes it seems like it's never ending. And there's national sorrows, and there's personal sorrows, there's familial sorrows. Every family has their pain. And every family has a point where they wake up and, we can't take it anymore. And the ability to look up and to understand that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's there with his love, and he's there, it's for a purpose. And one day, maybe we'll understand, but probably not. But we have the tough on the Amunah that